Bonjour tout le monde, welcome to this important annual event, les journées ou la journée François Jacob. J'ai demandé à Hugues Duté si ça se passe en français ou en anglais et on a décidé que peut-être ça sera en anglais parce que la plupart des orateurs sont anglophones ou pas francophones. So I'll switch back to English. And it's really a pleasure to be the person who introduces this day. I have to admit, I feel like a bit of an imposter because I am in no way an ecosystem specialist, nor am I an ecologist. But we felt, the professors of biology at the college felt that it was timely to think about this topic at every level. And I'll give you a little bit of a definition in a minute. But we felt it was really an opportunity to bring together a number of very eminent speakers to talk about ecosystems from the molecular level right up to the planetary level. And as you'll see, many of them are actually from France. Some are from the United States, but they spend a lot of time in France. So I'm very happy to have managed to bring Rob Phillips on board as well. And it's for us an occasion to sort of look at the horizon of ecosystems research. And I should say that having spent a long time in France, I realize that there are a lot of very, very talented people and a long history of expertise in ecology. So very humbly, I'm introducing this day. For those ecologists in the audience, I admit I'm not an ecologist, but I do believe that as biologists, we have a duty to enter into this field and to try and understand it. And so my excuse, of course, is that I'm British still. Not unfortunately, I'm trying to become French. It's a long struggle, I can tell you, but hopefully I'll get there in the end. But always very inspired by Darwin, and I'm sure all of you know this particular excerpt from Origin of Species, which is about the tangled bank, which one has to contemplate to see the many kinds of plants, birds singing in the bushes, insects flitting about, worms crawling through the damp earth, and reflect that these elaborately constructed forms, so different from each other and dependent upon each other in so complex a manner, have all been produced by the laws acting around us. And I think, at least in biology, we can safely say that this is one person who truly was a game changer. And I don't think, as a biologist, a single day goes by when I don't refer to the laws of evolution and natural selection that Darwin came up with. But when did this notion of ecosystems that clearly he was raising here actually become better defined? And it was only some decades later, or almost a century later. And I think it was Tansley, an ecologist himself, who came up with this notion of the word ecosystem being the environment and all its living organisms that have to be seen or considered as a single interactive whole. And this is something that can be quite difficult to grasp. It's a bit like the universe. It's infinite combinations, infinite degrees of complexity. And I think for many, many decades, the molecular biologists and the geneticists were rather fearful of what the ecologists were trying to do in terms of ecosystems. And I think that the time has come where biology and molecular biology are meeting up with ecology. The different domains are actually able to talk to each other, and we're starting to get a basis of the molecular mechanisms that underlie some ecosystems. And on the other hand, we're starting to get an understanding from the theoretical point of view of what ecosystems really are about. And they're about every level, including the geophysical level. So the environment, of course, is both biotic and abiotic. So from that point of view, from a scientific point of view, I think it's very timely. I also think that it's timely from a societal point of view. And here, I just want to remind everyone that indeed, if we want to understand biology, we have to understand biodiversity and ecosystems at the different scales in order to really understand what life is about. We can't just look at organisms in a laboratory and hope to understand. And we have to understand this in order to also be able to find out to what extent biodiversity or organisms can adapt to rapid changes and to adverse conditions, which of course have happened all through time. And I think there's a consensus now that the more diverse an ecosystem is, and when I mean diverse, I mean diverse in species, in subspecies, and of course the genetic pool. The more diverse the genes are in an ecosystem, the more resources it has to help it recover from extreme conditions. And I don't think I have to remind you, every day on the news we read about it now, what's happening. And so the World Wildlife Fund published a report in 2018 where it was stated that indeed humanity is currently burning the library of life. And this burning is not just about the forest fires, it's at every level. It's at the level of the pesticides we use, the habits we have. So man is destroying ecosystems at a scale that I think no one ever imagined even a century ago. The World Wildlife Fund concluded that these man-made factors have made it what's called a mind-blowing crisis. So that's a very negative note to introduce a day's science on. But I think the real hope is, as I said, that scientists are actually coming together to try and address what ecosystems are about and take stock of perhaps what we can do to, on the one hand, monitor what's happening, but on the other hand, also prevent and adjust. Obviously, man is not going to change his or her habits overnight, but we hope that indeed a better understanding of ecosystems will allow us to change mindsets and have an impact even at the political level. And I just want to remind everyone that we've been through other sort of major alerts, including the acid rain crisis, and this was something that was scientifically looked at. The facts were presented, and actually had an impact, which meant that we were managed to reverse this. Similarly, for the ozone hole and aerosol use. So I think that these many different man-made interferences on our planet can actually be prevented or reversed if we as scientists are able to deliver the facts and also to try and provide some understanding and therefore some hope. So on that note, I want to just show you again what today's program is about. And we try to really go across all scales. So we will go from the, I would say, most modern, exciting technologies at the molecular level with Virginie, who's going to tell us about CRISPR-based gene drive and how this, I would say, the advantages of this, but also the risks of this in terms of how we can contaminate populations and species. We're going to zoom out to the planetary scale and talk about ocean ecosystems. And I'm very happy that Chris managed to come to this meeting. I had an earlier one this year that he couldn't make it to, and I'm very glad that he can come and talk about Patara oceans here. We're also going to be talking about ocean birds as a sentinel. Again, very global changes. And we're going to zoom back into the molecular basis of chromosomes and telomeres. And Eric will also tell us a story about the study of corals in the Pacific, which I haven't heard before, and I'm really looking forward to as well. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have a number of speakers that focus on the more sort of medical or, I would say, physiological ecosystems responses, so the immune response in Drosophila, papillomavirus in the cervicovaginal ecosystem. And then we will have a talk about some of the horizontal transfer of antibiotic resistance, for example, and how mobile DNA and transposable elements have an impact on our microbial communities from Australia, coming all the way from Emble Heidelberg. And we will also have a number of talks that are, I would say, more theoretical and philosophical and also physical, coming from Hélène Morland and Rob Phillips. And Rafael Rodriguez from the Curie Institute will give us a chemical perspective to the issue of biomass in medicine. And finally, Hugues, who is the head of our biologist, sort of... committee or team at the Collège de France will conclude. So I think it's going to be a really rich day of science and interactions, and I want to encourage everyone in the audience, young and old alike, to ask questions and to stimulate the discussion, because all of our speakers will, I'm sure, greatly appreciate that. So thank you all for being here, and with that, I will now hand over to Virginie, who will give the first talk, and I'm very happy to have her here. We've heard her at previous days, François Jacob, and it's always wonderful to see a young scientist like you who can give talks in all these different contexts, so you know you can adapt from one ecosystem to another with no problem at all. So Virginie, all the way from the Institut Jacques Monod, if you'd like to come.